A new sugya today, for a short time at least, that we are able to have shir. So we are holding on to Vav and Beis. We're now getting to the bottom of the page in Vav and Beis, and this is a major sugya, the sugya of Matana al Minas Lahachzir. So let's read through the Gemara first, just to get down the basics. Two dots to two dots. Omar Rava, Helich Mana al Minas Shetachzir Rehu Li. If you give somebody else money, al Minas, that they give it back to you. Helich Mana al Minas Shetachzir Rehu Li. So it depends what the money was for. Bimecher, if the money was for a sale, was to buy something, lokan, it's not a valid kini. Biisha, if you're trying to be mekadish an isha and you gave her kesef, here's a ring. I need it back. Almanash tachzireuli, ainu mukadashes, not a good kiddushin. Who would ever do such a thing? People do it. There are people that like to use a family heirloom ring for kiddushin. So the guy will literally give the girl the ring al menas, that she gives it back, so that his brother, who's getting married in 3 months from now, can use it with his wife. That's not a good thing. Beisha ain't a mukadashas. She's not mukadashas. Be pidyon ben, you give the coin pidyon ben money al menas, that he gives you back the pidyon ben money, ain't beno padui. Does not work. But be truma, you give the coin truma al menas, that he gives you back the truma, yotze yedei nesina, you yotze the mitzvah of nesina, of truma. Are you allowed to eat it? No, you're still not allowed to eat it. So it's because it's truma, and you're not a kohen, so you can't eat it. But yotzei nesina, v'asur lasos kain. We're gonna have to get into this line a little bit. Because it looks like you have a kohen working for you in the threshing floor. What does that mean? That truma is supposed to be free. You're supposed to give the kohen truma, and he's not supposed to have to pay for it. So if you're gonna have a kohen who helps you out with odds and ends, he helps you out with different things, and then in exchange for that you give him truma, that doesn't look good. That looks like it's payment, it's wages. Can't do that. So if you give a guy truma al menas lahachzir, that looks the same. Why does that look the same? How does that look the same? You give him truma al menas lahachzir. Probably the assumption is that you're saying to him, give me back this truma now, and in the future I'll take care of you. In the future, when I have more truma opportunities, you'll be on the top of my list.
How is that allowed?
Yeah, so you're not allowed. Kohen Mesayah Besagron is not allowed, but we're saying that you'd be Yotze the Mitzvah's Nesina. It's just that it's also Lasos came. You're not allowed to do this. But you are Yotze the Mitzvah. So it says, Micah Savar Rava. Well, how could Rava be so inconsistent, right? We're talking about four topics over here. A sale, kiddushin, pidyon haben, and truma. Three out of the four, Rava says, matana al menas achzir is not called giving. It's not called the matana. But then when it comes to truma, he says it is called the matana. Well, which is it? The old matana al menas achzir counts as matana or not? Ik sav matana al menas achzir shma matana filukulanami. If it's shma matana, if it counts as matana, so it should be counted as matana across the board. 4 for 4. Vika savar lo shma matana. But if you say that it's not called the matana, afilu truma nami lo, then it shouldn't count for truma either. Question mark. Va'od haRava udam matana menas achzir shma matana. Plus, we know that Rava holds it is called matana. So why does he say, in the case of pidyon haben and kiddushin and mecher, that it doesn't work? How do I know that Rava holds matana menas achzir shma matana? Dama Rava, heilach esrog zel menas shetachzir rei li. You give someone an esrog on day one of Yantiv, because day one of Yantiv, it needs to be lachem, it needs to belong to you. You can't just take an esrog, it belongs to someone else. Cannot borrow an esrog. Al menas, that he gives it back to you. Not luvich zero yatza. If he takes it and he then gives it back, he was yotzei. But vimlav lo yatza. If he never gave it back, then he's not yotzei, because it was never his. He didn't fulfill the condition. So you see that Rava holds matan al menas achzir is fine. Elamar Rashi, Ravash says we got to alter the halachas that we said. Bikulukani, in all cases, matan al menas achzir does work. It is a kinyan. Levar meisha, the only exception is kiddushin. Matan al menas achzir works for everything, for a sale, for pidyon haben, for truma, just not for kiddushin. Why? Lefi shein isha niknas bechalipin. Because a woman cannot be acquired with chalipin. What does this have to do with chalipin? It's not chalipin. It's matan al menas achzir. You're giving her kesef. It's not chalipin. It's kesef. More than shav pruta. So what does that have to do with chalipin? So, very simply, it looks like chalipin. Because what happens when you do chalipa? You go to sell chametz. You ever go to sell chametz? You ever do it? You go to make rabbi yishliach. So if you ever do it, or if you ever go to a wedding, you've been to weddings. So you go to a wedding at the chasen's tish. They make the chasen agree to pay everything, all parts of the ksuba, and he does a kinyan. What does he do? The rabbi gives him a handkerchief or a pen or whatever, a watch, okay? And he picks it up, and then what does he do? Does he put the watch in his pocket? No, he gives it right back to the rabbi. What kind of kinyan is that? It's a symbolic kinyan. But it goes right back to the person. Matana Manasachsi looks a lot like chalipin. It's like, here, take this money and then give it right back. That's exactly how chalipin is done. Take this and then give it right back. Amalei Rav Huna Marbrei Rav Nechemi Rav Ashi Yachemri Mishmei Rava Kavaseich. Said, yeah. That's the text we always had in Rava. That the Matana Manasachsi works for everything, but not for Kiddushin. So it counts as Matana for everything, but not for Kiddushin. Because the woman is not Nicholas Bechalipin. Now, does that mean that it doesn't work for Kiddushin Midaraisa, or it doesn't work for Kiddushin Midrabana? What would you say? Is that a Dindaraisa or a Dindrabana? Right. So Tosus points out, it's got to be a Dindrabana. So what are we saying? That really, it counts that you gave Kesef, when you give him a ton of Manasachs. But it looks like Chalipin. But it wasn't Chalipin. But it looks like Chalipin. What does that say? That sounds like a Dindrabana. So tells the Ramask Levar, points out that it's got to be a din drabanan that we're talking over here. He says, "Love chalipin hu, we drabanan hu the love of kiddushin." Lefisha derech olam lahachzir chalipin, but it's not really a chalipin. It's not really a chalipin. It just looks like chalipin. The Nesivus brings a raya from this sugya matana menachzir to the sheet of the Taz. We discussed this a few times already. Kesef Kiddushin, is that to me Shivoy, to me Piron, meaning when you give Kesef Kiddushin, are you paying for her, you're buying her, you're paying what she's worth? Like Motus Konos, when you buy something with money, you're paying the value of the item that you're buying. So the Taz says, how could it be? How could it be that you have Dmei Shivoy by Kiddushin? It can't be that you have Dmei Shivoy by Kiddushin. Taz says, Motus Konos, when we say Motus Konos, Machlokas Man the Taz. Ma'os konos, is that that you're making a down payment, that you're actually paying for part of the item, or is it just, no, it's a symbolic act of kinyan? You're making this kinyan as a formal act of kinyan, but it's not the actual payment for the item at all. So the Taz says it's got to be the ma'os konos. It's just a formal act of kinyan, but it's not that you're paying for the item. And his raya is kiddushin, because by kiddushin you're clearly not paying for the woman. It can't be that you're paying for the value of the woman. You're just making a formal act of kinyan, and that's why Tosfos and Daf Beis needs a makor for the idea of shava kesef kikesef by kiddushin. Why shouldn't it be obvious? I'm paying for something, so what difference does it make whether I pay in cash or I pay in commodities? What difference should it make? No, but you're not paying for something. You're doing a formal act of kinyan, so I need to know that something other than kesef will work for this formal act of kinyan. You need a source for that. So the Nesivus points out that if it's Dmei Shivoy Piron, if it's actually considered like a smasa, you're actually paying for something, then there's never a Havamina, the Matana Nasachsir, could possibly work. Meaning, Midaraisa can't work. Because if you're paying what she's worth, then how could it be that you're paying, but she's not getting the worth? It's only Manas to give it right back. So how could that be? It wouldn't even be a Havamina that it would work. So you have to say that Kesef Kiddushin is not Mos Piron, it's not Shivui, it's not Dmei Shivui. It's a Kesef Kinyan, it's a formal act of Kinyan. Now, let's talk Pidyon HaBen for a little bit. The Gemara brings up Pidyon HaBen. So he said, what? What did we say in the end? By Pidyon HaBen? Matana Manas Achzir? So at first we said it doesn't work, and then we said in all cases it works except for Kiddushin, which means it does work in the end. So we shifted on Pidyon HaBen. We started with no, and then we come to yes. When you give the money for Pidyon HaBen, Dmei Shivoy or a formal act of kinyan? You're paying something that's worth that amount of money, or is it a formal act of kinyan? What do you say? What say you? You give the 5 slime for Pidyon HaBen. Is that the assessment of the baby's worth? Or is that... No, you're not paying for the baby. First of all, the baby's worth a lot more, and there's no, and you're never going to pay the rest. It's not like a down payment on what the baby's worth. It seems to be that it's a formal act of kinyan, and that's why matana al-masachsi works in the end of the day. That's how you do this kinyan. You do this kinyan by giving money, not by making the other person richer in exchange for what you're getting. No, by giving money. The act of them taking the money is the formal act of kinyan. Now, by truma, there's a, if you can say matana menachsachsi works by truma, what you have to be mechadish by truma is that it's not only that it's mamon kohen, that it's money that belongs to him. Because if that were the case, then matana menachsachsi doesn't accomplish anything. Because if it's money that belongs to him, you just got to make sure he gets it in the end. But it must be that aside from that, there's a mitzvah nesina. The act of nesina is itself a mitzvah. It's like picking up a lulav. No one else has to become the owner. There's not something that's going to be affected by just the act of nesina. You have to do a nesina. That's the mitzvah. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of hafrasha shtrum and nesina shtrum as one mitzvah. And the Ramban disagrees. He says it's got to be two mitzvahs. But the mitzvah nesina, you're mekayim with matana menasa achsi. So by Pitin Ben is what to discuss. Is it purely a mitzvah nesina, or is it a prias chov that the Torah says that you owe this guy money, so you got to pay him back the money. You got to pay the kohen the money. This might be nogea to the inyan that the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Yerodeh Simon Shin Hei about Pitin Ben on Shabbos. You know, the Gemara never says that you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. Gemara doesn't say it. It does say in Beit Zadav Tes, Beit Zadav Yibayt, you're not allowed to do HaFrash Shumas Maisos on Shabbos. But it never says you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. The Isra of HaFrash on Shabbos, of HaFrash Shumas Maisos on Shabbos, is because your Chiv in Shumas Maisos was already Chal on Erev Shabbos. So why did you have to wait for Shabbos to do this transaction? You should have done it on Erev Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. It's a drabana. But what if the chiyuv would happen on Shabbos or Yom Tov? See, by Trumas and Maestros, it's easy. The chiyuv is always going to happen on Erev Shabbos. Because what generates the chiyuv of Trumas and Maestros? You have to harvest and pile and do all this work in the field. You can't do any of that on Shabbos. So when the chiyuv kicks in, it's always going to be Erev Shabbos. So we're always going to make this din that you're not allowed to be mafresh on Shabbos. What if the chiyuv would kick in on Shabbos? You know where that could happen? Not on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to knead a dough. Because you're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to do lisha also. You're allowed to bake challahs on Yom Tov. So what mitzvahs nesina are you going to have to do? What mitzvah kicks in when you're kneading a dough? Frashas challah. And that's something that kicks in on Yom Tov itself. So is there still going to be an issur d'rabbanan? So, l'chora not. It's going to be mutter. It's going to be mutter then to be mafresh the challah on Yom Tov. Because that's when the chiyuv was chal. So what about Pidin HaBen that's chal on Shabbos? Gemara never says that you're not allowed to do Pidin HaBen. Pidin HaBen is chal on Yom Tov. Day 31 is Shabbos for Yom Tov. Maybe you should be able to be pulled on Shabbos Yom Tov. Says the Mechaber, Simin Shin Hei Si'if Yud Aleph in Yerodeo. That's what I was looking at this morning. Now I don't have to work out for a week. Okay. Says the Mechaber, Eina b'chor roi l'pidyon ad sh'yavro lav shloshim yom v'achar shloshim yom yiftenu miyad shlo yisha mitzvah v'imchal yom lamed alef lios b'shabes ein poldin oso b'shabes el yamten ad yom alef. Wait till Sunday. Good? That's what the Mechaber writes. You wait till Sunday. The Rama says in the name of the Rivash that there's also no shlichus by Pidyon HaBen. That there's no din of shlichus by Pidyon HaBen. That's at the end of Si'if Yud. The Rama writes, Ve'ein av yoch liftos al yedei shaliach, ve'gam ein beizdin podin also below av, below ha'av. You're not allowed to be poda through a shaliach. The Gra over there in Siman Shnei on that Rama says, I don't understand. Why can't you have someone else be poda your child for you? Why is shlichus a problem for Binyan Ben? And he says that not everyone agrees with that Rama. The Gra and Os Tezayin over there says not everyone agrees with that Rama. Tezvav. Yeah. Wait. No, Yud Zayin, Os Yud Zayin. That's what the Gra says. He says, "Kol zeu tamua delom b'yal deishliach deshulch shalom kamoso eladaf acher yochliftos afilu below daito shalav." He says, "Not only would you say shulch shalom kamoso that you can make a shliach, but someone else could be poda even without the father's approval." So other mashkos shacher yochliftos kamoshkos perek dal demesh sheni v'chein etervai chein hegdish. And he says, "V'kol shkein kan she'eino ela chov bi'alma." Key line. Why are you allowed to do shliach? If I know that you owe somebody money, am I allowed to pay that person back for you? Sure. Why not? You know what you're going to say to me if I do that? You're going to say, "Thank you, best Rebbe ever. Paying back all my chovos? For sure." So the Gros says, why is this any different? I know you owe the Kohen 5 slime, so I'm going to go and I'm going to give the Kohen 5 slime. You're welcome. But the Rama says, no, no, it doesn't work. Can't do it. And Rama quotes from the Rivash, can't do it. I have in my notes the wrong os. It's Yudzai, not Tezai. In the Bir Agra. So if you look up, it's a good thing I didn't write my Makomas. So he would have been like, what does he want with this? He's still probably wondering what I want with this. Okay. So the Gra says, so you could do it even below Daito, just like Pere Chova Shal Chavera. So, L'chadchila, certainly it's a mitzvah on the father to do, just like Pere Chova Shal Chavera, you could be Poda B'no Shal Chavera. According to the Gra, you understand why you can't do it on Shabbos. Why can't you do it on Shabbos? Because you can't pay Chovos on Shabbos. If you owe someone money, you're not allowed to pay back. If you can understand it as a formal mitzvah nesina, as a din in your adeya, that you have a halacha mitzvah, so a mitzvah you should be able to do on Shabbos, like a first Shumas Maisus, whatever. Right? A first Shumas Maisus, if it would happen on Shabbos, if the chov would be chal on Shabbos, if the chiv would be chal on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to do it. So if this is a formal mitzvah nesina, so you should be allowed to do it on Shabbos. But if you say like the Gra, then it's a chov, it's a your money. So priyas chov can't be done on Shabbos. So the Gra is really saying a double chiddush. First of all, he's saying pidyon haben is chov, and it's a priyas chov, and that's all it is. You're just paying back money. And second, he's being mechadesh that if you could be parei chov shel chaver, you could do pidyon haben. That's a chiddush. Why is that a chiddush? Because even though you could be parei chov shel chaver, it could be that works midin mechila. That I know you owe money to somebody, so I'm going to go to that somebody and I'm going to say, how much does he owe you? $100? Here's $100. So now, it's not that I'm being parei yirchov. I'm bribing him $100 to be mochel yirchov. Right? You could argue that's the way it works. That I can't be parei yirchov, I'm not you. But I'm bribing the guy the $100 that he's going to be mochel yirchov. So it's not a priyaschov, it's a mechila. In Choshe Mishpat, in Siman Ayin Dalid, Shulchan Aruch quotes, priyaschov bal korcho shalamalve, where he doesn't want to be mekabel the kesef. What would you say then? So sometimes it could be that you say, you can't say no. You can't. I owe you $1,000, I want to pay you back. You have to take it. Unless you have a really good reason not to take it right now, you can't say no, I don't want the money back. You have to take it. What about when you parei chov shel chaver? Does he have to take it? Think about that for a second. Why would it be any different? If Priyas Chov is just Priyas Chov, even when I'm paying your Chov, it's just regular Priyas Chov, the rules should be the same. I'm your Shliach, you should have to take it. But if Priyas Chov is a bribe for Mechila, I'm begging him, be Mochel him, I'm giving you money, I'm asking you to be Mochel, he always has the right to say, I'm not interested in being Mochel. So Nafkamina, whether you view Porea Chovo Shel Chavero as a din in Mechila or as a din in actual Priyas Chov. There's a machlokas from Ban and Sefer HaTrumos. If there's Priyas Chov, Bal Korchov, the Malva, Betoch HaZman. The Ramban says yes, Sefer HaTrumos says no. Only La'achar HaZman, it could be Bal Korchov. But all of this, L'chora, is only if the Lova himself is paying. But if I'm paying on behalf of the Lova, the Malva can say, I'm not interested in accepting it right now. Because it's only called the Priyas Chov when the Lova does it, not when someone else does it. When someone else does it, it's Mechila. So that's the second Chiddush of the Gra. What the Gra is saying is, Aleph, Pidyon HaBen is Priyas Chov. Beis, even if it is Priyas Chov, the Gra says on top of that, you could do it Bishvil Chavero. Now one might have argued, you can't. You might have argued you can't. You know why? Because normally when you're Porea Chavu Shel Chavero, what are you really doing? You're asking him to be Mochel. Can a Kohen be Mochel Pidyon HaBen? You go to a Kohen, you go to Rabbi Kohen, you're blessed with a baby boy, you're not a Bas, your wife's not a Bas Kohen, Bas Levi, you're not a Kohen or a Levi. You need to do Pidyon HaBen, healthy baby boy. You go to Rabbi Kohen, because he's a really, really great Kohen, and you say, I want you to be my Kohen for Pidyon HaBen. And Rabbi Kohen says, it's okay, I'm Mochel. I'm be out of town, I'm Mochel, it's fine. So that's it? Cancel the party? No, you can't be Mochel the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So if it's not neat on the Mechila, then it shouldn't be allowed to be done by somebody else. It should have to be the Av himself. You see, the two things are connected. The only way that it's going to work, that somebody else can do it for you, is the only way somebody else is going to be able to do it for you is if you assume that it's just a pure chov and that it would be neat on the mechila, but it's not neat on the mechila. So that's the pshat in the Ramah. You know, Rav Kahana, the Gemara says, Dav Ches, was mekabel a sudar for Pidyon HaBen. We're going to have a whole discussion about that, whether Rav Kahana was a Kohen and, you know, non-Kohanim, husbands of Kohanim, Kohanos, accepting Pidyon HaBen, a whole interesting discussion. But he was mekabel a sudar for Pidyon HaBen, a scarf, a handkerchief, something. And the Gemara says it wasn't worth chamish shlaim, but l'didei shavalei. But to him it was worth chamish shlaim. So the Ran says, yeah, you can say l'didei shavalei. The Ran writes, but he can't be mochel. He can say it's worth 5 shlaim to me, but mochel, no, that you can't do on Pidyon HaBen. You know, the Gemara is going to have a discussion on Daf Yud Beis. Just did today in my high school, Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara is going to discuss, a guy gives a girl something for Kiddush, and they start assessing it, and they see that it's worth less than a Shavar Pruta. The thing that he gave her was worth less than a Shavar Pruta. So someone comes along and says, Shmuel comes along and says, that Mikudeshes, she's Mikudeshes anyway, Chashin and Shema Shavar Pruta B'madai. Because it might be worth a pruta somewhere else in Madai. So you have to be choshesh, and maybe that alone gives it the value of a shavu pruta. The Gemara says that's at least for kiddushay suffix, to at least require a get. Shema shavu pruta b'madai. Why does it matter what it's worth somewhere else? The shiva should be totally here and now, what it's worth right here, right now. Rav Kahana could have said, l'didi shavali, here and now. So the grasa, it's pasha that someone else is allowed to give an opinion on Ben for the father, the grasa says. So l'chora, you could argue on the grasa for two reasons. First of all, it's not just a priyas chov, it's a mitzvah nesina. Second of all, even if it is a priyas chov, since it's not nitel l'mechila, you can't be porei chov v'shel chaveru, because the kohen can't be mochel. The whole lamdus of priyas chov, al yidei acherim, is it works midin mechila. It works midin mechila. So yeah, you can have such a thing where the kohen says, this is worth it to me. This is worth 5 slime to me. Here and now. What we do with the Gemara Daf Yud Beis, we'll get to whatever. Maybe we'll get to, maybe we won't. But here and now, it's worth five shlamim to me. But he can't say not getting anything is good enough, because that's mechila. You can't do mechila on pidyon haben. So what does that have to do with our Gemara? Because our Gemara said matana manas lahachzir by pidyon haben. The end of the day works. Why does it work? Because we're assuming that it's not just a priyas chov. We're assuming it's a mitzvah nesim. If it was a priyas chov, it's the lousiest priyas chov ever. How could you be parei achov with matana manas lahachzir? You definitely can't. If you owe someone $1,000 and you give them matana manas lahachzir for $1,000, you have not been parei achov. But over here, it's not just priyas chov, it's a mitzvah nesim. There's a mitzvah of doing the formal act of giving. And that it is. That you've done. You've done the formal act of giving. So what we're just pointing out is that the idea that it's a mitzvah nesina is a major kasha on the Gra. Because the Gra works with the assumption that there's no problem with me paying your pidyon haben for you, because it's priyas chov bi'alma. It's just a priyas chov. Why not? Why can't I do it al yedei a shliach? No, it's not just priyas chov bi'alma, it's a mitzvah nesina. The Chor of the Rama is right, the Rivash is right. It's a mitzvah nesina. Aside from the fact that the gross questionable anyway, even if it were a priyas chov, it's not pasha that you could do it through somebody else, because it's not nitan on the mechila. So that's just the second point why the chora is very questionable. But that first point, l'chora, the Rama, is a very, very strong case over there. Okay, I have to go to Rebbe's meeting now. I'm not going to be here on Monday. As of Shem, I will be back Tuesday. I'll be thoroughly exhausted, so I may not make any sense on Tuesday. But I will be back Tuesday, and I will try to leave you Mar Makomos on Tuesday. We're going to talk about Machsa Shekel al Yidei Acher, based on what we just said. Yeah, there's an interesting Rav Elchanan. If you want to write it down, in case I don't give you Mar Makomos, Rav Elchanan Kiddush No Slam Advav. And there are a few other sugyas we need to see. Matana Manas Lahachzir, we'll talk about by Truma, the Rambam in Truma's Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Ches, Kesef Mishnah over there, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Ches, Kesef Mishnah there. That's Ezras Hashem for Tuesday. Everyone have a really great day. Happy Thanksgiving.